Right, good evening everybody, and welcome to this latest Cabinet of Stafford Borough Council. We'll go straight to the agenda. Item number one, minutes of the 29th of September 2025, as circulated and published on the 3rd of October. Is everyone happy that I signed the minutes?
Aye.
I'll do that. Any apologies?
Apologies received from Councillor Kenny, Leader.
Thank you, Jim. Councillors' question time?
There are none.
And we have an item four, which is a presentation of a petition, and this is Eccleshaw, Protect Our Town from Overdevelopment. First of all, I'd just like to welcome you all. We don't often have an audience like this for the Cabinet meetings. They're normally quite quiet and quick affairs, and so thank you very much for coming. I think the one thing it does do, it shows how much you care about overdevelopment, and that's obviously really comes across. And I have to say, nobody wants overdevelopment, and I think we're all on the same page on that. So, can I ask Councillor Pert, I believe you've got a petition you'd like to present to us.
Thank you, Leader, of Stafford Borough Council. I don't intend to read the petition this evening. It's been read at Council previously, and the intent, I think, is very clear. I'm very clear that many people in this room share the same issues about overdevelopment. To be clear, Eccleshaw isn't against development, it's against overdevelopment, and it needs to be proportionate to the size of the town today. The town today has a number of infrastructure problems, whether it's parking in the high street, and if we have more people trying to park in the high street, all we're going to do is displace those people who are there, so there's no impact, no benefit to businesses. It floods when it rains heavily. There's sewage discharges as it floods. There's sewage discharges into the River Sow. We know the secondary school is full. The backup secondary school is also full. So we want to see the impact of each development to ensure that it only brings positive benefits to the town rather than put it under more strain. And equally, that's before we start looking at the cumulative impact of 1,000, potentially 1,500 new homes. Today we have 5,000 signatures, of which nearly 4,000 of those are online. It's the largest petition since the petition for Stafford Hospital back in 2012. That represents virtually to a man or a boy or to a person, just about everybody in Eccleshaw who has signed the petition. Planning should be a strategic function where things should go. Developers should not be taking advantage, and we must say no. Our residents expect that, and that's why they've come out not only this evening but also en masse to sign the petition. I personally am ashamed that we're in this position, and I'm sure many people in this room are as well. What was voted earlier in the year the best village in Staffordshire, we like to call it a town by the way, but what was voted the best village in Staffordshire is at risk of losing its charm, its authenticity, its character, all for the sake of the bulldozer. And so this petition asks the Stafford Borough Council, the County Council and the Member of Parliament and Statutory Planning Consultees think again and find instead a way of ensuring that development only happens in a positive way and doesn't undermine the fabric of our community. Thank you for the opportunity to present the petition. It's been presented to the Council, and I'm sure the Cabinet Member will respond.
Thank you very much, Councillor Ford. No one plot me. On that. Can I ask the Cabinet Member for Economic Development and Planning, Councillor Reid?
Yes, I'd like to echo the message. I'm really glad to see so many people of our community come together on this and come to express the opinions and the desire to protect a town, a rural town. I'm really happy to receive this petition on behalf of the administration. It will come as no surprise to anyone that I'm 100% in support of the campaign against overdevelopment in any community. Yeah. And I welcome the community's support for our position in this petition. I'd like to call out three specific aspects of this petition that especially match the current administration's activities. Firstly, proportionate development. This administration is fully committed to using all of our decision-making powers to ensure that no one community receives more than is fair. This is a key reason for me restarting the process of updating our local plan. The one we inherited simply could not continue, and we are committed to getting it right. This matches the second area of agreement from the petition. It's heartening to see that our community also wants The second charter set appropriate policies and guidelines and look forward to a robust and useful dialogue in the local plan consultations that we'll be having next year. And thirdly, I'm glad to see the petition call for national government attention. I've been assisting the MP for Stafford to raise this at the highest levels. We want the ability to choose between competing applications in a situation where overdevelopment would otherwise occur. We want to avoid first come, first serve, as often a later application would be preferable, and we want to avoid overdevelopment, especially of the wrong type of development. We want, if we have to take houses, we want the right houses in the right places with infrastructure first. And then we want to stop development as soon as we can. And we've got the powers to stop overdevelopment, we've got the tools that enable us to stop overdevelopment, but we will use those where we can, where they're applicable. So thank you very much for coming here. It's a great campaign. It's totally in line with our desires as an administration.
Thank you, Councillor Reid. Consider that received. Thank you. We move on. Item number 5, which is the resources portfolio, final accounts 24-25. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Peter. This is the report for final accounts for the 24-25 financial year. This is a hefty and technical report, Peter, and it contains the final outturn position. Cabinet are requested to agree the recommendations in paragraph 2. It should be noted, to begin with, that the Council has a balanced budget, as of course required by law. We have no choice in that. We have to have a balanced budget, and indeed we have, as our final accounts show. The headline figures are shown in section 3, together with reasons, and the report provides an analysis of the final accounts position for 24-25 and covers the following accounts. Firstly, the general fund revenue account, which is the net cost of providing day-to-day services. Then the business rates retention. Thirdly, the capital expenditure and how this is financed. And finally, the collection fund. Now I should add that while the accounts are still to be audited, no changes in the figures are anticipated that would impact upon council taxpayers arising from the audit process. Now, move to the capital outturn. This is covered in paragraphs 5.18 to 5.22. The capital outturn position is shown in the text and the table in paragraph 5.20, together with reasons for slippage, and the following paragraphs show the major items of capital spend and the financing of the capital programme. Annex 1 contains the detailed portfolio revenue outturn figures together with comments. Annex 2 gives detailed portfolio capital outturn figures and comments. Leader, before I'm finished, I'm sure the Cabinet can see the immense amount of work that has gone into this report. The actual report is, as I said earlier, a pretty hefty one, technical. A lot of work has had to go into that, and I'm sure the Cabinet would wish me to thank the finance team on their behalf for all the very considerable time and effort they've put into this task. They really have burnt the midnight oil to do so under very considerable capacity issues, and we are all very grateful to them for going the extra mile. So, Leader, I ask Cabinet to agree the recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Councillor Hood.
Chairman, I'm not commenting on this. I just wonder if you would be so good as to tell these good people if they want to leave now. They are very
well actually, Councillor Hood, I was going to bring that up after we debated this. But you. I personally think they should stay.
Why not?
I mean, we've got fascinating subjects coming up, and you'll find them really interesting. So, anybody else, any comments on Councillor Cook? Councillor Pearce.
Well, just a comment, Chair. On a budget of $17.5 million to come in basically $500,000 better than we were expecting to, I think is a very favourable outcome. And I think the team are to be congratulated on what we've achieved.
Very much so. Thank you for that, Councillor Pearce. Anybody else have any comments on that report? Everyone has set the recommendations?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And we shall have a little break now if you wish to leave.
Okay.
You've got to stay.
We really did need all those chairs.
We did. Yeah.
It's very accurate, actually.
Yeah.
Please, yeah, please. Right, thank you, everybody. Shall we resume our meeting? On to 5B, which is the leisure portfolio, and that's Councillor Pardesi.
Thank you, Leader. This report is to consider the allocation of additional Section 106 funding for the provision and enhancement of leisure facilities at Rowley Park Sports Stadium. Following public consultation, Commission has also sought to spend capital monies on the master plan design and the procurement of the necessary project works. Cabinet is also asked to note that further funding opportunities will be investigated to assist in providing the additional elements required for Rowley Park Sports Stadium to be established as a full and main destination park. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions or comments? Councillor Wigg.
In terms of the play parks that have been selected, I'm really glad to see that Parkside is so...
That's good.
We'll save that blank.
Anybody else? Everyone accept the recommendation?
Aye.
Thank you very much. We move on. B2, which is a play area improvement programme update.
Thank you, Leader. This report further prioritises our council's play area improvements over the next 3 years. 11 play areas were previously identified as a priority. Funding now needs to be secured for 5 of these, and this report informs members of the estimated costs and options associated with the necessary improvements.
Thank you, Councillor Pardesi. Any comments on that, Councillor Reeve?
Yes, I'm really pleased to see that Parkside Circle Bottom Park is on this list. The residents there have been suggesting very calmly that the three parks in our area do need attention, and this is the one that comes up the most as needing attention. Really glad to see the plans that are coming forward and the money assigned to it. I do ask Cabinet Member to what extent we will be able to get the community to have a say in what the design of that park looks like, so that we can make sure that it represents the needs of the community as it currently is.
And Leader, if I can reassure Councillor Reid that I will be taking that forward and discussing it with officers.
Thank you. Councillor Hood.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Councillor Pardo, for this report. It is so important that throughout the borough our parks are made into a safe area and a really interesting area for our young people. I know the difference that Westbridge Park has made to Stone. There are people there all day, every day, and it's just amazing. So I absolutely welcome this report and thank you.
That's great, thank you. Anybody else have any comments? That's great, thank you for the recommendation.
Aye.
We'll move on, thank you. And on to C, to Environment Portfolio, and it's a parking enforcement and management contract. And we're going to go into confidential, so the recording will be off, and anybody who's not a member of Stafford Borough Council will have to leave, unfortunately. Thank you.